Okay, this is the intro. One, two, three. Who are you?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Guys, I've Lost It. My name is Alexa.
I'm Joseph.
I will be your host.
I will be your co-host. Mm-hmm.
And this podcast is just us talking about
the rambling thoughts of a mad woman.
Yeah, pretty much everything that's trending and everything that's popular nowadays. And us just rambling way too much until we literally forgot what was the first topic.
Yes. Agreed.
And yeah.
Yeah. Cue theme song.
Guys, I've lost it. Wait, I'm not ready.
What episode are we on, dude? It's episode four. Episode four.
Wait, I'm not ready. I don't even have my headphones on. Oh my god, you can probably hear me like.
Put it on the cans, man. You know, that's what they called it, cans in the 70s when like they were recording this? Yeah, cans.
Well, I've seen it in like old movies where you grab a cup and you put it in your ear.
Mm-hmm. And then, you can hear it through a string or whatever the hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sound waves.
Technology.
Technology, man.
Anyway.
Welcome to episode four!
Yay! Hey, welcome back. I feel like last episode was a little unhinged.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It kind of was, wasn't it?
A little bit, but not our worst, I will say that. Not our worst.
There's a trial run that we
had. There's a draft. A draft that will never be seen.
Will never be seen. The light of day.
So, Joseph. I'm trying to think. Have you noticed anything physically different about me?
About you?
Yeah.
New glasses?
They're crooked, motherfucker. Oh.
Are they really?
Yep.
I can't really tell right now.
They are, and I feel it. But
can you tell mine? Mine are crooked for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can, right?
Yeah. They're like, fuck. But anyway, that is part of my new look. Now, what the fuck was that?
I don't know.
You know who else has a new look?
Uh-huh.
Meghan Trainor.
Okay. I know that name. I don't know who that is, though.
I'm all about that bass. About that bass. Oh, no trouble.
I do know who that is. Okay.
Now, Meghan Trainor's new look. People are really mad about it.
Why? Well,
I think there's a... there's... Stop being on your phone.
No, I'm looking up Meghan Trainor.
Okay, good.
Come on now. For professionals here.
Okay. There's people who are on the good side, people who are on the bad side, I guess. People are mad at her new look because that song, All About the Bass, All About the Bass, No Treble. Let's hope I got that lyric right.
Mm-hmm.
It's the reason why she's famous. And it's a song about body positivity, you know.
Oh, because she was a little chunky before. Is that what's happening?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, she looks good, though.
Hold up.
Okay.
So anyway, isn't it kind of ironic that you get famous off of a song and your whole thing is...
body positivity and all
that. Oh, yeah, but the song, if... you gotta say no. No? Search up the song. It's called No.
No?
Yeah. And it's very much like a... like, me. Positive confidence, you know. And then only for her to go on Ozempic.
Oh, that's what she did?
Yeah, she went on Ozempic. And she's also had so much Botox, she confessed in an interview. She can't, like, it scares her how much her face is restricted and she can't move her face that much.
First, you're going to say you ain't running game, thinking and believing every word. Call me beautiful, so original, telling me I'm not like other girls. Is it what it is? No?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
If you want to be something like that, you got to say no, no. I don't know, bro. That was in 2017. Okay, I was 12. I can remember that era very well. It's been years.
I was 17.
17? Ew. Sorry. But, you know, it's been a time I can't remember the specific lyrics. But just get the idea, you know, she's known for these things. And just like I said, just for her to, years later, go on Ozempic to appeal the masses, because, you know, it's kind of...
Or do you think she's doing it for herself, in a sense? Because maybe she was... I mean, like think of Adele. You know how Adele went through that huge weight loss or whatever the hell?
I think you do have a point. But people are mad at her because of that. Like, isn't it a little ironic how, you know, you inspire young girls to have
body positivity.
I can't fucking say. I fall apart. Ooh, I fall apart.
Nice.
Girl, tell me about it.
Channeling Post Malone.
But, yeah, people are just kind of mad at her that she went on Ozempic and kind of turned around on this, like, yes, body positivity, yes, like, mm-hmm. love yourself kind of thing. Which, it's like what you're saying, yes and no. I think, yes, I see where people are coming from, why they're a little bit like, bro, what? Like, mm-hmm. you're all here being like, I love myself. Girl, you want to know Ozempic, little bro. Be honest. But I did think about it, and I was like, is Ozempic a sign that the BBL baddie era is coming to an end?
Because now everything's going through cycles, right?
Now heroin chic is back. You know, Kate Moss, like in the 90s, mm-hmm. like she kind of led this movement where, you know, models, you know, they weren't super thin. Mm-hmm. And now, and then in the 90s, like, girl, like, people, Kate Moss was like, yeah, nothing feels better than skinny. Like, you know.
I didn't know that was like a slow.
Yeah, Cocaine Kate. Because oh, yeah. she was, that's what the tablets. I mean, I'm not excusing it. That was that's really bad.
I know that she was dating Pete Doherty, which is
a photographer.
No, he was the one of the lead singers for a band called the Libertines, and that guy was famous for doing dope and doing a bunch of fucking drugs, and they were together for a long time.
Yeah,
very famous for dating each other actually.
But you know, I just think I don't know. I remember so vividly. Everybody was obsessed with Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian this, Kim Kardashian that. Is her butt real? Is it fake? And that was 2010s.
Yes, the 2010s.
It makes sense that, you know, more a little bit more than a decade later, we're going back to the 90s. Because, you know, things go in cycles. Mm-hmm. But I do think, as a woman, I think, unpopular opinion. I'm being sarcastic here because it should not be an unpopular opinion. I think women's bodies should not be trends.
Okay.
You shouldn't be a positive about your body and yes, curvy. Yes, that's encouraged this. Just for like 5 to 10 years later to be like, here when she gets back, Kim Kardashian is removing slowly because you can see it, her butt looks smaller.
Does it really?
Because people are theorizing that she's removing like not chunks, that sounds really weird.
Slabs.
Slabs. Slabs of the silicone. I'm not joking, bro. And she's gotten skinnier too. Skinny is now in, curvy and body positivity is now out.
See, doesn't this all kind of go along with the whole like baggy trend that we're kind of seeing now? And to your point, should female bodies be caught in a trend or whatever the hell? I feel like that kind of goes along with modeling and fashion. And that kind of goes along with it too. That's a very complicated
and let topic. Me tell you, no, but
that's very deep topic.
But that's what I'm saying.
We could do like 40 minutes
in 2015, basically like almost like a decade ago. Mm-hmm. This really famous model, plus size model, Ashley Graham. She got really famous not only because she's beautiful, and you know, it looked like she's a good person. I don't know. She has good charisma and attitude. She's hosted a few like the Emmys and stuff like that, or.
Ashley what?
Graham. She seems like she's, you know, has good. And now, guess what? Now she's gotten skinnier. Like, and I'm not saying she didn't do it for, it's like, you know, people do it for themselves.
Oh, I know who that is.
Yeah, she's very beautiful. Yeah. Like I said, has good personality and, you know, good traits. Other traits, of course. But that's also kind of ironic that 10 years ago she was, like, kind of like the main. I mean, at least what I saw. I mean, 10 years ago, I was 10, so I wasn't seeing much. But I got really into fashion, so I knew who she was. And she was, you know, like this really big, like, body positivity, curvy, be proud of yourself. Just for her now to be, and people were also kind of criticizing her a bit too. Like, now you're possibly doing Ozempic.
I think it all depends on the reasons why you do. Like, if you're doing it for health reasons, because it is, like, a health thing, you know, to be, like obese in a sense, right?
I also think. It is a little controversial because, yes, it can be used for weight loss, but most people who are...
Oh, Ozempic?
Yeah. Most of the people who are getting that are kind of, not stealing, but they're taking it from people who actually need it, from diabetics.
Dude, the other day I was looking it up and it was like a hot topic. I think Ozempic is getting or the company that makes Ozempic, I think they're getting sued for some reason. I think for it because people are using it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah. And they're taking it from people who actually need it, you know?
Mm-hmm. People that have diabetes.
Yeah, yeah. So I think, you know, I hope Meghan Trainor's happy in her new look. People were kind of comparing her to Ariana Grande. It was like a funny tweet I saw.
Dude, Ariana Grande is skinny as hell, dude.
Yeah, but I think those, yeah, that's a whole other topic, to be honest. But, you know, I see why people are a little bit upset. Or not upset, but, like, kind of criticizing her. Like, isn't it ironic?
I think the irony is not lost, but I do think, like, if she's doing it for the right reasons, yeah. which is there, like, a...
And she also had kids, so maybe she wasn't feeling the best after, you know, having kids.
Yeah, having kids,
and, yeah. I see both sides, and I think, like I said, unpopular opinion. I think women's bodies should not be trends, you
Definitely
know.
Not.
It's very unhealthy. Mm-hmm. It creates generations. I mean, take me, for example.
Body dysmorphia, in a sense.
And anorexia and, you know, all that. Not the best to deal with. Who would have thought? Very dangerous. You know, you're exposed to that kind of like, nothing feels better than skinny, which I think K-Moss did apologize for in the years thereafter. She said that. I think she did apologize for it. Because, you know, think about it. You're 10 and you're in the supermarket with your mom. And you see this tabloid of Kate Moss saying, nothing's... Oh, was I? Oh, okay, sorry. Somebody's phone.
My phone went off.
Oopsies. You know, and then you see, you know, like I said, you're young. You're being influenced by this person who has fame, who has, you know, money, who has all this tension. And she's saying, nothing feels better than skinny. And you start to compare yourself.
This was
yourself.
In the 90s or this was in the 2010s? You said when you were 10, you were hearing this shit?
So No. I mean, like, just imagine, like, you're in this time frame.
Oh, okay. So it would,
you're almost even born.
Probably in the 90s or, like, the
yeah. Okay. Like, you know, then it's an entire generation that's being affected by that. Mm-hmm. The BBL body era, I think it's crazy. People were going... I mean, people were doing surgeries in their houses, like, very illegal surgeries. And let me tell you something. BBLs are very dangerous. You can die from them. And all people have died from those procedures. Yeah.
Very popular in Miami. Super popular.
Yeah. Dr. Miami.
Dr. Miami.
Girl, if you go on Snapchat, you see his surgeries live.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think someone has shown me that. I've never looked them up before because I find that kind of...
Yeah, you can see you can see somebody getting a rhinoplasty, right? you're at your break at work, you go on Snapchat, you see somebody getting a rhinoplasty. It's great.
That's fucking crazy. 2025, man.
Girl, tell me about it.
Do you like the way that we're quote unquote going back to the 90s and the fashion and all that stuff? I think there are some good things that come with that, right?
Yeah, but like I said, I think skinny was so in, like, I also think it might be something for me, like, I don't like my tummy. I don't like to show off my tummy. So, low-rise jeans, I'm like, oh my god, yes! I'm looking for a pair. And then I'm like, wait, I actually wear that with an outfit. Like, let's say, because I feel like, and it's really unhealthy of me to even say this, but, like, when I was younger, sometimes I still do this. If I know I'm going to be wearing, like, a tight outfit or, like, a skirt or a shirt that is a bit tight on me, not... form-fitting, I won't eat because I'm like, well, I want to look good in this. I want to look skinny in this, so I'm not going to eat.
You won't eat, really?
So then I I'll eat, but very little. Like, I'll be a little more controlling because I still want to look good, you know.
I feel like a lot of girls do that, though. I've heard people do that.
You know, I don't want to wear...
A quick intermittent fasting, right? Crazy.
I don't want to wear a dress. And, you know, in the morning, I look great. I look so good. Oh, my God. Yes. And then it's the middle of the day, and I go to... let's say I'm hanging out with you, and I go to your bathroom, and I look at myself in the mirror, and I'm like, I look disgusting. Like, my tummy looks way... Like, ew, no. And then I'll feel insecure, and I don't want to wear something I feel insecure in.
I think that just puts emphasis on how hard it is for girls just to kind of keep up that image or whatever the hell. It's like that fashion trend or whatever the hell it is that you're trying to look like. It's
so then I think about low-rise jeans, and it's like, yeah... Like, right now, I'm going through something, so I'm a bit skinny because I've lost a lot of weight. And I, for the first time ever, I actually do have a flat tummy. It is possible. Just don't eat. Just go through a breakup and you'll be skinny. Trust me. So, that was nervous laughter.
That was nervous laughter. Well, you said it already, so.
But, you know, but then, like, it's like I said, like, I don't want to get low-rise jeans from the beginning, the beginning of the day to be like, yes, wow, look at me being more outgoing. Yes. Body positivity. Mm-hmm. And then for the middle of the day, for me to look at myself and then just catch a glimpse and be like, ew. And then I put a sweater and I hide my tummy, you know. So I think, going back to the 90s trends, low-rise jeans were very in, and crop tops, stuff like that. I think it's cute, but...
I don't think it's a trend problem. I think it's, I don't want to, how do I say this?
It could be generational, too.
It could be, like, a generational thing, right? Yeah. I think it's more of a topic of how hard it is for young girls just to kind of keep up with everything, mm-hmm. you know? It's crazy. What am I trying to say here?
I mean, like I said, it's like to the 90s. Like your question. No. Like your question. Like, is it good that we're going back? Kind of not going fully back to the 90s, but like the trends for low rise. I'm talking specifically. Low rise jeans. I mean, I guess. But for me, like I said, I don't want what I just said to happen to me. So, I don't know. I think.
Oh, okay, so that's what I was trying to say. I don't think it's more of a trend thing. It's like, how do we get girls to be more confident about themselves? You know, because that's the main issue at hand.
I think it's having exposure. People who look like you in TV. Mm-hmm. Most people are in TV, or at least I grew up in TV.
But why is it like a girl-specific thing? Because guys don't think like that. But why is it always...
Because women are more expected to look more nice and pretty. They're more expected to...
When do you think that started, or has that always been the case? Do you think it's a media thing?
I think it's both, like it's like, it's like a family thing. Like my mom, when I was little, would be
Oh no, but Hispanics are fucking overblown.
No, but here's the thing,
and the thing is, like the whole joke thing, you know, like we are a very jokey type of people. So it's like if you see like a skinny guy, it's like automatically he's flaco.
Yeah.
Or like if you're a little like overweight, it's like gordita or whatever.
Yeah. One of my mom's friend's nickname is La Gordis. But she doesn't mind. She's like, yeah, call me that, bro. She encourages you mm-hmm. to call her that. Because she's...
Body positive?
Yeah, she knows herself and she doesn't care, you know?
Okay.
But
how do we get more people to do that or to be like that?
I also think, at least like my mom and her friends, they grew up without social media. Cuba, there's no... Well, back in the 80s, there was no Instagram. When they were growing up. And I think that's also for my overthinking and like my body issues came from that too. Comparing yourself to another person, be like, wow, they're so. Or even like comparing people around you, which is not healthy. Like I would be at lunch as like a 7-year-old, like a second grade, and I would look at all these girls and girl, I'd eat up my plate. I was like, I'm hungry, mm-hmm. and then I'd be like, these bitches didn't eat anything, bro, or like they didn't eat as much as I did. And I'm like, well, what the fuck? I'm a fat bitch and I'm 7 and I'm thinking, I'm like...
This is what you were thinking of when you were 7 years old?
Yeah, and I was like, I shouldn't be eating because look at them. They didn't eat as much and they're skinny and they look good. And I used to be a bit chubby. Mm. But that's just baby fat, though. And my grandma likes to keep me nice and fed. Okay, my grandma
yeah, wouldn't... Go mad.
Yeah, she would. She never take no for an answer, bro. She was like, I don't care if you feel like throwing up. If you throw up, you eat your throw up, bro.
Oh, Jesus.
I was like, Grandma, like, abuela, like, I'm so full, I'm going to throw up. Who gaff, bro? You, mira, cares, si tu vomita, mira, te lo comes para la. But.
We love abuelas here.
Yes. But, you know, going back to Meghan Trainor, I think I understand people are criticizing her. I understand maybe why she wanted, you know, for herself and to go on Ozempic and, you know. Her Botox a little bit more. She can't move her face because she admitted to that. And she's like, yeah, I think I got a little too much Botox. I'm getting scared. I can't move my face.
Like Sylvester Stallone. Like Sly. You know how Sly has a lot of fucking... Like, he looks like he has a lot of Botox in his face. Yeah. If you look at a picture of him recently, like, he just...
But, you know, like, good for them both. Good for...
As long as that is what you want and you're doing it for the right reasons and you're not doing it for, like, to keep up with a trend or something, you're doing it for yourself to be positive about yourself, then I think it's fine to a certain extent. But, like, I do think that it's also promoting that.
Yeah.
You know? So, I don't know. It's like you can't... You gotta take both sides.
It's also kind of like... I've heard this phrase a lot, especially for, like, women, like, getting skinnier. It's like, you know, damn if I do, damn if I don't. People didn't like Meghan Trainor because she was fat. And now people are hating her because now she knows it, but now she's skinny. Mm. For Selena Gomez, people are like, damn, she should lose that weight. When she loses weight, she's too skinny. Somebody caved in and went on Ozempic.
Selena Gomez is looking good, dude.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like, damn if I do, damn if I don't.
So, honestly, who cares?
People are going to hate on women no matter what. You know, you're never gonna get, you know, praise. And I know I'm going to contradict myself. You know who is getting praise right now? Taylor Swift and Travis Kelsey.
Yo, Taylor is on the news every fucking week.
Her second appearance.
I feel like every fucking topic that we're going to have, every now and then, fucking Taylor, dude. Sorry. Every week, Taylor's going to be doing something.
Well, like I said, somebody who is getting a lot of praise, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelsey for their engagement. Woo!
Why?
No, woo. Like, oh. W-O. No, not boo. Listen, I'm saying woo.
We like love. Yeah, love is good. If they're happy, good for the kids. You know, fuck.
Yeah. So, it got me thinking because they've been together...
Not that long, right? Or has it been...
Can you Google it, please? Because I feel like she's been on her tour for like 300 years at this point. Because they got together like in the middle of her tour when she broke up with her ex 7 years. And I think his name is Joe Alwyn. He's British, I think. I hope so, God, if I said that. No, he's not British. But, yeah, I think, you know what? Like I said, I'm not the biggest fan of Taylor Swift, but I hope she's happy, you know? And...
What was Travis Kelsey? Okay.
Travis Kelsey's a football player. American football player. And he's actually a little bit of a nepo baby because his brother's also a famous football player.
Yeah, he plays for the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Personal life. How long have they been together?
I think 2 years. Maybe 3 years. I don't think that much
time. Began dating in 2023. Yeah, that's 2 years.
Yeah. Oh, thank God.
Oh, they're both 35. Oh, nice. They're the same age. Yeah.
Yeah. So, why are you laughing? They don't have an age difference. Must be nice. So, anyway.
Jesus Christ. I love the way your mind works.
Thank you.
And the way that connects things.
Well, you told me, I think like you. You said that.
Wait, what?
You said that to me, that you were like, yeah. We're both kind of the same person.
Who?
You and I.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sipping, so it's gonna make a noise when I.
Okay.
And it's also, I don't know why this straw is broken, but whatever. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. So, what's your opinion on them getting engaged?
Thing is, I don't follow American football. Taylor Swift, I know the, like I said, the last episode we talked about her. Mm-hmm.
We're always talking about her. Dude. Jesus Christ.
I know the classic. I know the nostalgic hits. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones I like. But I'm not a crazy like. I'm a Swiftie. I noticed her. Easter egg she had music videos and I know everything about her.
Does she actually have a lot of Easter eggs?
Apparently she does. Oh, apparently she's been teasing this era for like 3 years.
What? I don't know what that is.
But I think it could also be her fans looking a lot into it, like being like, you know, very obsessed. I'm not like that. I recognize and I admire and I appreciate the old hits because those are the ones I grew up with. It reminds you of, you know, being younger. Thanks to Taylor Swift, I learned English because I forced my mom to put the radio in English.
Said it's gonna be forever.
That's one Taylor Swift.
Yeah, don't take it way too far. Isn't it? Yeah, it is.
Girl, what is that? So it's gonna be forever.
Yeah, that one.
Bitch, that was not.
Isn't it?
That's Blank Space. Now I got a blank space, baby.
Isn't that Taylor?
Yeah.
That's Taylor, yeah.
But you weren't saying that. You were saying something different.
Wasn't I saying something different? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
I don't know. All songs sound the same. All pop songs kind of sound the same.
I see where it's coming from.
Yeah, they do.
But...
Fun fact from a musician, they use a lot of the same chord progressions and a lot of same keys.
Like, that's why when you see people getting sued, like Ed Sheeran got sued, he was like, bro, I'm using the most basic, like, guitar.
Or did you hear about Radiohead suing
Lana Del Rey
for using, like, the chord progression for Creep? But to protect Radiohead or kind of defend them in a sense, it was their management, it wasn't them. They probably did not give a fuck or were aware that it was happening.
So, but.
Happens all the time.
You know, I kind of remember. Growing up and seeing a lot of people talk about who she's gonna date next, And, like, you know, like, I remember seeing, like, her breakup with Harry Styles. I remember being, like, 8 years old and seeing, like, her breakup with Harry Styles.
Didn't she do that Jonas Brothers, too?
Then she did. No, but that was before. Girl, I was a fetus. And yo, then she...
All of them dated each other, dude. Even Demi Lovato and fucking Miley Cyrus.
And Selena Gomez and Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I saw that she dated a Kennedy.
What?
Yeah.
Which and one?
A younger one. It's not... She's not dating CDC representative fucking...
Or Robert
Kennedy. Yeah, no. She's not dating that man. She was not dating that man because that man is old enough to be her father. But yeah, I kind of, you know, like I said, I kind of saw the breakups and I saw it all happening. I remember when she was dating Tom Hiddleston.
Oh shit, no way. Yes. Dude, yeah. Handsome man. Great voice.
Yep.
Loki.
But you know, and now she's engaged, which makes me feel old. So my question to you, sir.
You're 20, dude.
Shut up.
You're no longer a tween.
Shut up. Whatever. Okay. Whatever. My question to you is, what a celebrity that makes you feel old? Somebody you've grown up with or you've seen grown up, whenever you see them now, you're like, oh my God. I will say for me, it's Millie Bobby Brown because she is a year older than me, but I remember seeing her through Stranger Things, and I remember seeing these interviews of her, and I was like, wow, like
that's. I think Harry Styles makes me feel old.
Yeah.
When I was 17, I got into him because I was dating some girl that actually like really, really liked Harry Styles, and I actually really like his first solo album. I fucking love that album. It's kind of like rock in a sense. It's not that pop.
Yeah, Kiwi.
Yeah, but then I was seeing like some videos of him, like shooting some music videos from that time in 2017, which was what, almost 10 years ago. He looks so young. That. He looks so fucking young. And then I remember watching
now that. Now he looks like a man.
Yeah, I mean, but that's exactly my point. Like watching that back, I was 17 when those songs came out. And he looked like a man already to me because I was just a fucking kid. I was a tween, like I said. And now he's, what, 30 something? Whatever the hell he is.
I think he's in his early 30s.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, he makes him feel old, dude. Because he's always been like a kid to me in a sense.
I know Taylor Swift is a bit older than him. But like a few years probably. Right?
I don't know, dude.
I'm 25,
dude. I'm getting old.
But yeah, like I said, for me it's Millie Bobby Brown. And it kind of goes into last week's topic, which people don't
Harry
like.
Harry Styles is 31 years old.
There you go. She's 4 years older than him. It's how I was talking about last episode where people don't like seeing her getting old. So they see her adopt a kid, they see her get married, they're like, what? You know, crazy as a
kid. Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah. But that is a celebrity who I kind of grew up with almost. And now she's...
That hits your target demographic very perfectly because she's only, what, a year older than you?
Yeah.
And same thing with Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish is really the same.
And I remember I was listening to Billie Eilish before she even blew up. I was listening to...
I was talking to someone from work. And they were like, oh, I was listening to her in seventh grade, but I don't listen to her anymore. As like a trend or whatever the hell. And that kind of confused me because I got into her when her second album came out or whatever. I never saw her as like a trend, but I guess people generationally that are the same age as her, they see her as like, I don't know, whenever the hell she blew up, they were listening to her, but now they don't. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, I find that really interesting.
I mean, I started listening to her. Her Instagram was still like, where are the avocados? Something like that. Where are the avocados?
Yeah.
Something like that. And I was listening to her. I remember I was waiting for her EP, which is called like Don't Smile at Me or Don't Smile, something like that. I was waiting for it to come out.
The one that has a copycat.
Yeah. Yeah. I was waiting for it to come out. I remember she was like releasing stuff, being like, you know, it's almost out. Mm-hmm. Like I remember anticipating that. And that was, like, she wasn't even famous then, like, you know?
No, she blew up in 2018.
So it's crazy to kind of, like, almost grow up with, even though she is a bit,
she's only, like, a year or two older than you.
No.
She's 23. She has to be 23, I think.
She's, like, 3 or 4 years.
Billie Eilish?
I think.
She's 23? Yeah, she's only 3 years older than you?
Like, no, but she's turning 24 this year, no?
December.
There you go. Four years.
Fucking 3 years and 4 months because you're in March.
4 years.
Because you're in March, baby.
But, sorry. But anyway, I think I'm getting old. And I don't like that.
And is that a bad thing? I don't think it's a bad thing.
No, because you get to experience things.
You get more experience, yeah. You get more...
more lessons in life.
Perspective.
Yeah.
I sound so old. Jesus fucking Christ.
But...
What was that?
I sound so old. I made me laugh. I don't know why. But yeah, you know, I think I'm happy for her. I'm sure he must be good at something, bro, because he don't look that good to me, to be honest.
Who? The football player?
Travis Kelce.
Ah, he looks like a cool dude. He seems fine. What's wrong with him? Yeah. Maybe we just don't like sports.
I think that's what it is. I've never been able to get into American football. I love football, soccer. Mm-hmm.
Football.
But American football, girl, I don't know what the fuck is happening.
I like playing it. I've never really been into watching it. But as of recently, I've been wanting to just, get into a sport to watch for some reason. I'm just getting into that age where I just want to fucking sit down. I just want to sit down after work with a beer in my hand and just look at a game.
I'm literally going to say that. I'm getting to that age where, you know, I just want to go to that, to the Ale Miller's house, and I want to watch a good game.
I just want to watch a good game. I just want to be invested in something, you know?
like a soccer dad.
Yeah, I've been wanting to get into soccer for some reason.
I love soccer. Yeah. I've been watching it since I was a kid. I love it.
I've never been an athletic person, but I've never been a sporty person. I would want to get into a sport now.
To watch
both.
Well, I was gonna tell you, I'm the opposite. I'm not athletic, but I like to watch sports.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
I love to watch volleyball. When it's the Olympics, don't call me.
Does it come from your family, or is it just
I don't know. I just when it's the Olympics, don't call me because I'm not gonna respond. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not joking. I remember when it was the Olympics. Me and my mom. It was COVID.
Oh, okay.
But.
So has it become a tradition, so to speak?
No, but we just had nothing to do. So what did we do? We spent the entire, Joseph, can I tell you, the entire day watching the Olympics.
Nice.
We watched Olympics at 1, then we watched volleyball, and then at 2, and then beach volleyball at 3. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, like, all the, literally, we watched every single sport, every single game, Joseph, I'm not joking.
Were you invested in it?
Hell yeah.
Nice. It's like Love Island.
I love a nice volleyball game. Okay. I love volleyball.
Okay.
I am scared of hitting of a ball hitting my face, so I don't like. That's why I don't like playing sports.
There's this new park in Doral. It's called Doral Central Park or something like that. Have you heard of it? No, it's right in front of what's the Doral Mall, the outside mall, City Place. It's right in front of City Place. It's very big. It has a volleyball court.
I did hear they opened a new park. I just didn't know what.
It has a volleyball court. It's like a sand type of thing. There's a little lake in the middle. It's super cool. It has a skate park. I went there because I wanted to run and then see the entire park. Yeah. It's great. I want to go fucking play soccer, play volleyball, something. They have basketball hoops. I don't know why I'm so excited about
Colby.
This. Jesus Christ.
You're getting old.
Dude, I've hit uncle status, dude.
You've hit uncle status.
I've hit uncle status.
You just need to wear the clothes now.
I mean, I'm getting there, dude.
You dress like an English substitute teacher. You know, like.
Do I really?
Like the young guy's like, hey guys, I just graduated 4 years ago, but don't worry, I'm still a high school in my mind, and I'm here to teach you guys about English, except not, because your teacher left me instructions, and I'm not gonna follow them, because I was once in your spot, and I hate it, don't you, my work, you know,
Yeah, I'm the cool teacher.
You kind of dress like that, but you know what, I like it. I like the idea when you look like Hugh Grant, and when I mean the other day, it was months ago, but I was like, you look like a real...
Yeah, and I did that on purpose, because I was watching Notting Hill. And for some fucking reason, I just liked the way that guy dressed, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get a fucking...
He looks so good in that movie, bro.
He really did, dude. The hair part, dude. Age.
Silver Fox.
Age, yeah.
But... Yeah, I mean, I don't know, like I said, do you have any other celebrities in mind that makes you feel old? Or oh my God, they've come so far.
Celebrity?
Or they've come so far.
Oh, you were mentioning Kate Moss, and that made me think of the guy from Libertines. I'm watching that guy, he's 40-something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the old rock stars that I kind of, got into or whatever or watched now, they're, old as hell.
Mm.
And they made me feel old. I'm gonna see Oasis tomorrow.
Yeah.
That makes me fucking feel old, even though I wasn't around when they, popped the hell off, but, yeah. I mean, they're what, 50, 50, 55?
I think they're older. 60. Yeah.
No, they're around. Yeah, Liam's a little younger. He's 55, I think.
Liam.
Liam Gallagher.
I think I said this last episode. I think Liam Callum. Yeah, I think Liam Callum. are like the most British names ever. Yeah, Liam and Callum. And then for girls, it's like Gemma. Gemma.
I like that name though. I do like. You don't like Gemma? Kind of sounds like an old lady again name. No. What names do you like?
For what?
For anything.
Well, it depends. It has to be specific.
You got defensive. Why did you get defensive?
Yeah, but names. I don't know. I don't even like my own name.
Really? Yeah, I like Zoe for a girl. Like, if I ever have cute. A girl, I would like, yeah.
Zoe Kravitz?
Oh, nice.
Because
I'm not a fan of naming, like, your kid after yourself, though, for some reason. I'm not. A lot of guys like to do that shit. I don't know.
Joseph Jr.
Joseph Jr. Little Joey.
Ew. But I just don't like my name because I remember in sixth grade is when Amazon Alexa came out.
The
worst fucking time, literally, in middle school. Middle schoolers are vicious humans.
No, they really are, dude. They really are.
12 through 14 is a tough age, apparently, because those motherfuckers showed me that, okay? Because they were like, Alexa, turn the lights. Alexa, what's the weather? Alexa. You know, a customer at work did that to me, and I was like,
no way.
Because I think he heard
somebody. Trauma unlocked.
I think he heard somebody call me, and he was like, ha. Alexa, como la máquina. And I was like...
Como la máquina.
And I was like, yeah. Yeah.
I never thought about that. I mean, I just call you Pookie. So, like, to me, you're not even Alexa.
Yeah.
Your name is just automatically Pookie in my head. Your contact name is Pookie.
Aww. You're just Joseph with a guitar.
I'm just Jay.
Wow, you're so... I'm just Joseph.
I'm just Joseph, dude.
Yeah. I'm just myself. Anyway...
you good there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a struggle for Alexa today.
Girl, tell me about it. But anyway, I'm trying to piece the puzzle together. Mm-hmm. You know.
Okay, what are some celebrities for you that make you feel? Besides Millie Bobby Brown.
You know what? I actually do have a good example for this. Mm-hmm. For me, it's Kristen Stewart. Even though when I saw her, I never even see Twilight.
Who's the one that went crazy? That had a very promising...
What? Amanda Bynes?
Yeah. What the hell is she up to now?
I think she wants to be a nail tech. I read about it. She was like, I want to be... She was like, yeah, I want to be a nail tech. And you know, like, good for her. Whatever makes her happy, because...
I continue with Kristen Stewart.
But, but no, but yeah. So, here's the thing, right? Mm-hmm. I've never watched Twilight.
It's not in your demographic anymore. I think it was like...
A millennial.
Yeah, it was a millennial thing.
Because when it came out, can you switch up on the first movie came out, please?
2007.
I was two.
I saw it in the theater, actually.
A two-year-old is not going to watch Twilight.
I saw it in the theater, but it didn't really make sense to me. I was like, hey, that's the guy from Harry Potter. That's literally what I said, because...
Yeah.
I forgot his actual
Robert name. Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson was, yeah...
But
in the fourth movie.
It wasn't in my demographic. I do remember hearing a lot about it. And I think Kristen Stewart has had...
2008.
Yeah, there you go. A three-year-old is not going to be watching Twilight. Yeah,
you just missed it, though. You just missed it.
Yeah, just by a bit. I think Kristen Stewart has had the most... Kind of like... Not crazy, but the most like... I will say crazy role up for me because she kind of, you know, is shy and like, oh, you know, this mm-hmm. and now she's a star.
She's a star.
She is shy and still, I bet, humble. But I don't know. I've seen her, like, the pictures and, like, or, like, I've seen clips of Twilight. She looks so young and she is still young. She's in her 30s.
But 30s is the new 20s.
30s is a new 10, bro. Like, but, yeah, she just... She's had such an impressive career rollout, and I'm really happy for her.
She is one of my favorite actors. She's a good actress. Like anything that she's in, honestly.
She's a really good actress. Mm-hmm. I guess it kind of does make me feel a bit old whenever I see her. I'm like, oh, you know, whoa.
I think even like Sabrina Carpenter. Like I remember seeing her in
Girl Meets World,
and now she's like this huge pop star.
And now she's doing fucking positions at every show, bro. Talk to me about it, bro.
Yeah. Did we talk about this? I feel like we've talked about this
before. No.
We haven't?
Well, we have, like, without the mics.
Oh, okay.
It does make me feel old. Just, like, Disney Channel stars being, like...
Well, I mean, all the Disney Channel stars are technically...
Getting older, and Demi Lovato, the pop stars now. Demi Lovato just got married. Selena Gomez is getting married.
Wasn't she married before? She was married to Fez from That 70s Show.
They weren't married.
Oh, they were just together.
They were engaged, I think. Oh, okay. If not engaged, they were just together. But anyway... Talking about Kristen Stewart, huh? She is coming back to us. Because the Twilight Saga is returning to theaters in October.
Nice.
Maybe we can see it.
I've never seen all of them.
Baby's first time watching Twilight. I think we should do that.
Actually, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Maybe if we should do a podcast team. Yeah. Yay! Oh, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Okay.
I think each week of October we should do a spooky.
Yeah. Like a little segment of like a movie review or something like that. Okay, nice.
I love all right, Halloween.
Pre-announcement.
Pre-announcement, hey guys. But yes indeed, the Twilight Saga is returning to theaters in October. My question to you.
Yes.
How do you feel about the whole, you know, Jacob and Edward versus Edward debate?
Okay, I was not expecting this topic.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Wait, okay, what are you asking? How do I feel about it, or what's my opinion on it?
Yeah, like, number one, who do you think is better for Bella? For Bella Swan?
Well, Edward, obviously. Yeah. I definitely think so. I mean,
I haven't even seen Anaya pose.
Dude, I forgot his name. Taylor. Who does Taylor play?
Jacob. I just said it.
Yeah, I know, I fucking forgot already. He was a little too intense in the movies, I think.
Yeah, because after all, let's not forget, he did name his daughter after the Loch Ness Monster. He named her daughter after the Loch Ness Monster. And what else did he do? He also imprinted on her daughter.
Yes. Oh, so you know what happens in the movies then?
Yeah, because I've seen that clip of her being like, you named my kid after the Loch Ness.
Do you know the ending already? You kind of know? I mean, I haven't seen the last two movies.
Girl, I don't fucking know.
Okay. But you know some things.
I know things. Okay. And it got me thinking, like, you know, that Jacob versus Edward, you know, debate. I think Bella should just fucking get out of town with her hot dad, Charlie, and just explore and live the world, you know? Like, what? No, because...
Dude, the second movie, I think this is a spoiler. Do you want spoilers? No, I don't think it doesn't matter.
The thing is,
It's like a 20-year-old movie.
The thing is, I don't care about spoilers. I'm not kind of... people call me crazy because I'm like, yeah, just spoil it for me. Go ahead. I don't care.
Dude, the second movie is basically, like, them breaking up and, like, Edward basically, like, wanting to commit suicide or whatever the hell. Oh. Yeah, no, literally.
Oh,
yeah,
literally. I did not know that part.
Yeah, I think he literally goes to Spain and then he tries to do something where he ends up dying or, like, almost dying or something. I don't know if that's correct. I haven't seen this movie since I was, like, eight. Though. Like,
I have seen that where he disappears. He's like, Bella, I just have to go. I have to leave you. And she becomes really depressed.
And then there's, like, a shirtless scene of him and, like, in the church or something. I'm just basing this off of my memory.
I don't know that part. But, you know, I think, girl, men ain't shit. Okay? Take it from this gal over here, okay?
Some men ain't shit.
Yeah, you know, just...
I think it's more of a human problem, actually.
No, but I think Edward... first of all, he is, like, a vampire, so he's, like, 1,000 years old. Mm-hmm. I'm 1,000 years old, and I'm so attracted to this little girl. This little high school girl. Girl, what? That is nasty. That is nasty. And he's cosplaying. He is cosplaying as a young man. No, thank you.
That's true.
Number two.
It's actually true.
And then for Jacob, he was a bit passionate, like we like to say here.
Yeah, I think he was generally like obsessed with Bella from the beginning.
Absolutely. But you know what?
So that's a little bit.
But Charlie liked him more. Charlie knew his family.
Yeah, of course.
You know, like Bella's dad, he knew Jacob's family.
Yeah, but when does the dad ever have, like, an inference or, like, an opinion on who the girl dates?
But, yeah, like I said, it got me thinking about re-releases. What is a movie you like to be re-released in theaters?
Oh, that I could just watch it? Let's see. I'm thinking.
For me, I will say mine. I had never watched Coraline. I really enjoyed watching Coraline when it got re-released in the theaters.
I would like to watch that one too. I've been watching this movie, Fantastic Mr. Fox. I've watched it like three times. It's by Wes Anderson. I think you know what
who was it?
Like, have you seen any of his movies?
Nope. But I know his style.
Like his vibe or whatever. Yeah. As well. George Clooney was in it. A very interesting way that they filmed it and everything. So I want to watch that in theaters.
Interesting.
I've watched it like 3 times since.
Are you serious?
Of like 2 weeks. Yeah, crazy.
I remember I watched.
Okay, before Studio Ghibli movies, you know those?
Yeah.
I would want to watch Princess Mononoke. Mm-hmm. Whatever. I don't know. The Wind Rises, like all of those that I've seen on HBO, I want to watch them in theaters. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I remember I watched Nightmare Before Christmas. It got re-released. I saw it last year, I think, either October. I can't even remember what month it was. I saw it, and I really liked that experience, too. I think it was very nice. I think movies for me I would like to be re-released, I think it'd have to be something nostalgic or something that I saw on Netflix because... So yeah, something I saw on Netflix because Netflix and theater experience is very different. Or oh my god, what is it called?
What, Pretty Woman? No.
Oh, I love Pretty Woman, but no. What is it called? Oh my god, Joseph, I'm losing it. Guys, I lost it.
The Godfather.
Ew.
What? No, you don't like The Godfather?
I never seen it.
Great movie.
Like every man says.
No, it's a great. No, it's like in terms of film, it's a great, great fucking movie. I feel like
I can't remember what it's called.
What?
It also has Hugh Grant.
Okay, let's see.
And Liam Neeson.
What?
Yes. Hugh Grant and Liam Neeson, please.
It's such a weird combination.
Oh my god. It's a classic Christmas movie here in America.
Christmas movie?
Yes.
Hugh Grant.
And it's romantic, and I hate romance music.
Music?
I hate...
Oh, Love Actually? I've never seen this movie.
And I had never seen it until last year.
Interesting.
It is so... Good. I would want that experience. I watched that. I watched that on my phone, like in the library.
Okay.
Was by myself, and I was like, I'm bored. I just finished homework, and I was like, I don't want to leave here yet. And I was like, movies to watch. And I was like,
and Love Actually came up. Yeah. Really?
I was like, sure, why not?
Oh, because maybe it was like getting around the Christmas season.
I have no fucking clue. I think I searched up like classic rom coms or like classic. Oh, I was really my romantic era. I don't really like romantic movies anymore.
I like a good rom com.
I used to.
I like a good rom com.
Not anymore. I think
they're all kind of the same, you know.
Yeah.
Fucking boy meets girl, and then they break up in the middle, and then they get back together at the end.
The Holiday. I would love to watch that movie theater. It's so good. I love Kate Winslet. I love Cameron Diaz.
The Holiday.
And Jude Law. Ooh la la. Let me tell you. He is looking scrumptiously delumptuous.
The Holiday. What the fuck? Holiday.
It's a great movie. It is so good.
Oh, I've never seen it, but like I feel like I've seen like.
Girl, we should watch it. It's so good. It's so good. I think, you know, I wrote it on the sidelines. If we have more time,
we do.
Yeah. It got me thinking. I think an aspect yes and no to this. The movie theater experience is kind of dying. And, you know, it's just that topic just in general. Like, a movie comes out on Netflix, and I think a good example of it, and I didn't write it down because I wasn't thinking of it, like, 5 minutes before we start recording. But a good instance of this example is Daniel Craig. And when, like, the James Bond franchise, they made a deal with Amazon. James Bond, Jesus Christ. Daniel Craig was like, you guys, I think this is a mistake. Like, this movie should be watched in theaters. You guys are fucking this up. And the Amazon executive was like, we don't gaff. Fuck you. You know, we're paying for all this or whatever, you know.
Yeah, because they have their own movie studio.
Yeah. Yeah. And it got me thinking, you know. It was either for James Bond or it was for Knives Out.
I think it's Knives Out.
I think it's the second Knives Out because that one came out on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, you know, these kind of movies, they should be in a theater. They should be the theater experience. And...
The thing is, movies and theaters are not making as much money as they were before.
I know. It's most of the time it's just streaming. And who's gonna? But even then, it's like only in theaters this month. Who's gonna get it? Is Netflix gonna get it, or is it HBO gonna get it next? You know.
And it becomes a bidding war, and they end up making more money of it streaming.
Yeah. I think it's sad. As a kid, I did like going to movie theaters. I remember.
No, me too. I still like the whole experience.
Yeah.
I love the whole experience.
I remember my mom and I. I don't know. I have no clue what movie you're watching.
Love Actually.
No. I think you're watching...
Mulan?
The Diary of a Wimpy Kid. It was one of those movies.
Yo, Mulan. I would like to watch Mulan in the theaters. Like the original
Moana?
Mulan.
Oh, I heard Mulan. I was like, Mulan? I was like, Mulan. Do you mean Moana? Mulan. I'm sure it's great. Yeah. But somehow, I think it might have been Diary of a Wimpy Kid. I cannot remember. And then we sneaked. It's kind of a crime because you're not paying for the ticket, but we would sneak into like other areas.
Man, people do that shit all the time. I used to make out with someone in another theater. Okay, people do that shit.
But yeah, I remember. I can't remember. I know we sneaked into this movie of the dolphin.
What?
The dolphin movie where he doesn't have a tail and this kid forms a bond with him. I think it's called Flipper.
Oh, Flipper. Okay. That's an old movie. That's from the 90s. I think it's a different one.
No. Oh, my God. No. It was the one where the kid can breathe underwater and Jennifer Garner is his mom.
Oh, okay.
It's very specific.
What the fuck? How do you remember this?
Because I'm telling you, I was like, what? We're sneaking. And I was like, get out. Like, she was like, shut up. Just follow me. We're going to have a good time. And I did have a good time. It was a movie where he could breathe underwater because I think he was made of plants or something. He was a plant boy. Something like that.
Oh, Timothy Green. The Odd Life of Timothy Green, 2012. Yeah, that's around the time that you would go with your mom. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't
know. Must have been like 5 years old.
What time? What year did... I was 7. What time did Diary of a Wimpy Kid came out, please?
That's 2010, too.
Maybe it was the second movie. Something like that where we had snuck into the guy, into the movie that this kid came
to. Yeah, the second one came out around that time.
Yeah. So, I have this love and appreciation for movies. And a lot for music as well.
I think it goes along with the whole physical medium and how that's dying. Mm-hmm. And I think it's kind of leaking into the whole movie business and going to the movie theater. Because a lot of people would rather just be home and stream it where they're comfortable.
Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. The biggest joy I get out of a movie is going to my local AMC. You know why? Because I'm gonna be seeing Nikki.
Yo, but honestly...
Shut up. I'm going to be seeing Nicole Kidman on my screen before I watch that movie. And that is the biggest joy of my life. We come to this place for magic. I love that advertisement. And the fact that AMC was threatening to removing it. I never went to an AMC if they remove it. We come to this place for magic. This is a place or something where we can laugh and cry. Sometimes, I think that what she says is like, somehow crying feels good in a place like this. Girl... I love that.
No, I love the movie theater, but then, okay, this is the other side. So I went on a date recently.
Oh, God.
Where we watched the Jeff Buckley movie.
Yes. Okay.
We watched the Jeff Buckley movie, and it was like 6 p.m. or something like that on like a Tuesday. And school had just started, so there were a bunch of kids in the theater.
Ew.
So all the kids were just fucking getting up, sitting down, moving around the place, fucking being rowdy. So when it comes to that aspect, yes.
That's a different, because that is theater etiquette.
Yes. A lot of people don't give a fuck about that shit anymore, you know? So that's...
Well, because those kids were... I mean, they're like, well, I'm 20 and they're like 16.
But the whole point is like, okay, I would get why someone would rather stay home and watch a movie because it's more comfortable. They don't have to see people fucking doing other shit, you know? It's pricey.
Yeah, because
the food is like $20 for
Well, that's how you sneak it in like I do.
No, smart, great. So I do see the other side, but I do like the whole experience of going to the movie theater and seeing a movie, sitting down.
It is.
The surround system is
to
great.
Me, it's uncomparable.
Yeah.
I think you should. I do like to watch movies on my computer, but I appreciate it more if I have the time and I get more excited if I get to watch a movie in a movie theater. Mm-hmm.
And it's a whole event.
Yeah.
A good example would be like when an album released back in the day, and like you would go to the record store and get the CD, get
but
the physical
also,
copy.
It comes into eras.
Yeah.
People aren't doing eras as much. Like Sabrina Carpenter, her is. Sweet and Sour. Her Short and Sweet era. She ended it so fast. And people were like, I feel like I didn't get to appreciate this era as much as
that,
I would have
That
liked.
Might have been her label. Kind of pushing, oh, we need something new for the summer, you know?
But she was like,
that girl was on tour for like an entire year.
And doing the album at the same time, the newest album. People say that this new album, or she said, is a more of a passion project, something she wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Something she wanted to put out in the topic of eras, she was like, you know, I've gotten to a point if I want to release an album tomorrow, I'm gonna do it tomorrow, even though I just released my album yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, like I've gotten to
that
point.
Oh, she wants to do it then, yeah.
Which I understand, but I think there's something magical of an era and waiting for another era.
Fun fact, you ready? Music history, okay.
Okay.
So the Beatles.
Oh no! Cut.
They released 10 albums in the span of 8 years, I think. There was literally, I think it was 1964, where they released two major LPs. So they were touring, and then they released two albums. I think just to capitalize on the whole like popularity that they were getting at the time, that's their label kept pushing them to release and release and release.
More money.
So yeah, I mean, I do think that stars nowadays would do the exact same thing. Maybe that's what Sabrina Carpenter is trying to do.
I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, talking about Sabrina Carpenter, we're going back to the Twilight saga.
Oh yeah.
I am excited to see it, even though I've never seen it. I am excited to see it get re-released. And I think movie theaters in these past years, I think ever since Barbie and Oppenheimer, like Barbenheimer, I think it kind of brought...
Dude, Oppenheimer was great.
I think it brought magic back into movie theaters. Barbie was also really good. Yeah. I think it brought magic back into movie theaters. Oh,
okay. So another another variable of why movie theaters are dying is that the movies that are coming out are just not as good as they used to be.
Well...
Or are not as... much an event.
I feel like people nowadays are just doing more superhero, more. It's like we were talking about the other day, dude, more reboots.
The last good movie that I watched, the last movie that I really liked that I watched in the theaters was Nosferatu. If we're talking about film,
we watched it together.
Yeah, if we're talking about film, that's the last movie that I. When the hell was that? Fucking last October, a year ago.
A long fucking time.
Yeah. And I'm not gonna lie. The Jeff Buckley movie was really good, but that was a documentary. That wasn't really like a movie.
And, you know, like I was saying, I think Oppenheimer brought magic back into movies. People were dressing up as the characters, being like, I'm just dressed up like Barbie to watch the horror movie. And, like, this and that, blah, blah, blah. So I think people will dress up as Edward Cullen to go see the Twilight Saga. And I can't wait to see, you know, that kind of, like, yay movies or yay movies.
Oh, like that excitement.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Because I feel like that it's hype. Been a little bit lost in the past years.
And I completely
agree
with you.
And I feel like movie rollouts have also been normalized because of streaming platforms. Mm-hmm. So I mean,
there's a lot of variables.
We'd be here forever. So I am excited. And you know what? Maybe I will watch it.
No, we're going to watch it. In October. Yeah. Oh, I saw this thing on TikTok where for the month of September, they're like, I think in Regal. I think that's the one in Kendall. They're putting like old movies or whatever.
That's
I think
so cute.
It's like every single day. It's like one day will be like Good Will Hunting and the other one will be like another really prominent 90s movie or something.
That's
like that.
So cute. Yeah.
So maybe for October.
Yeah. But yeah, shout out to my local AMC. Shout out to Nicole Kidman because she's my baby girl. And I did watch Baby Girl through the awkwardest sex scenes ever.
And I have yet to watch that movie, even though you say that it's a really good movie. Yeah.
It kind of, bro, it is.
Am I the demographic though? Not really.
Yeah, you could be. If you put yourself into the right mindset, you could be.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's
right. What does that even mean?
You don't want to know. But, you know, shout out to Nicole Kidman. Shout out to AMC. Shout out to movie theaters. Because, girl, go to...
Yeah, go to the theater, dude. Spend money. Go on a date. You know, plan a date. Don't let the movie theaters die.
To our three listeners... go to the movie theaters.
Actually, there's a lot of people... Well, not a lot, but like 60. That's a lot.
To the 60 listeners, go to... Get up.
Get to the theaters.
Spend $20 on a ticket. And watch a goddamn
movie. If you go on the right day, it's like $10.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
$13.
That's the only time I go.
Hold up. That's less than a meal at McDonald's. Okay. So go to the theater on like a Tuesday at like 3 p.m. Fucking just don't have your McDonald's that day.
On a Tuesday.
Watch a movie.
Yeah. Go ahead, bro. So, anyway. Meghan Trainor, new look, yay or nay? Yay. I say yay if it's
for the right reasons.
And I understand people are being a little nay towards it.
But again, why are you hating?
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Yay. We love love.
Yeah.
We love. We love love.
Yeah. Yay.
You gotta be happy for other people.
Twilight Saga returning to theaters. Yay or nay? Yay!
Yeah, dude, as long as they're not rebooting it, fucking great. You know how everyone's doing a reboot.
Well, the thing is, they had put the announcement and it was like, I wish I had the poster, But it was like, it was a phrase and I thought they were gonna reboot it. I was like, there's no way they're rebooting the shit.
Dude, like, they're rebooting Harry Potter? Like, come on, there's no need.
I was like, there's no way. But then I found out, oh, they're just really re-releasing it. It's okay. So in conclusion.
In conclusion. I actually really like this episode for some reason. Yeah, we had a nice conversation. Yeah. I don't really get to talk to you like this. It's great. Yeah.
One on one. But yeah, I can't wait what the fifth episode has to wait.
I'm pretty sure Taylor's gonna be somewhere there.
Oh God.
Dude, because Taylor's in
everywhere.
Dude, on the first one, the second one, the third one,
not on the first one.
I think so. On the trial one, I think.
On the trial one, yes, probably. On the drafts. It's on the drafts.
Dude, she's literally so famous that she's even in this podcast.
She's here in spirit. Okay.
All right. Episode 4, right?
5.
Ep 5?
No, wait. Am I going crazy?
Dude. Hold up. We gotta check what episode we're on.
No. I think I'm going crazy. I think it's 4. And I was like, I can't wait what the fifth one has to wait for.
Yeah, this is 4. The fifth,
I'm going crazy. Sorry.
All right. Episode 4. Done.
Yay!
Peace.